320 has distributed more than 492,702 books worth over $4 million to children since 2006. Volunteers and staff have read aloud to children for almost 9,000 hours. Barnes & Noble Booksellers is hosting a book drive and fundraiser to support Read20's literacy programs. Have information about how to support Read20 through programs at Barnes & Noble. Read20 encourages you to read to your children at least 20 minutes a day. Shula Elliott is here today to talk about an upcoming event where you get a chance to have stories read to your children and you can even help Read20 get new books. How does Read20 get books to children?
We get books to children in a variety of ways. Probably the most popular and most well-known is through the Readmobile. Stuart Payne, our Readmobile coordinator, goes to all public, private, if invited, daycares, preschools, and he reads to the children at their grade level, and then he gives every child a book.
That Readmobile is full of boxes of books at every level, sometimes toys and games, anything that will encourage children and their families to read together.
Exactly. And then we do events on weekends. A variety of those, anybody that will invite us, I pretty much say yes, we'll be there. We would like to read to the children at all these events and then make a book available for them. However, some events are not conducive to reading aloud, so we do make the books available at those events so that they can select one that's at their reading level. We do parades at Christmas time. We do the county fair. We do Bark in the Park. We're going to hopefully be at the opening of the ice skating rink on family night, and so on and so on. And Barnes & Noble invites us quite frequently to read aloud. So if you are interested, all you have to do is contact me via our website, invite us to be at your function, or give us a call at the office.
A lot of the readers for Read20 are volunteers, and it's not just anyone that can go up and read for Read20. They have to have certain qualities. What do you look for in your volunteers?
I guess the most important quality is that you connect with the group as if it were one child, that you are talking personally and reading a book to that child in your lap. And if you make that connection, that mental and emotional connection to the child, it works for the whole group. I think that is the most important, and that they become engaged in the process. You can ask questions, they can ask questions, or they can sit quietly and just enjoy the book. But I think that's probably the most important connection made.
In order to have books to give to children, there are several ways that Read20 is able to purchase books, some by grants. And we have coming up the weekend after Thanksgiving, Barnes & Noble is going to be providing a big book donation and basically is asking the community to get involved. Kelly Flemings from Barnes & Noble is here with us. And exactly what's going to happen that weekend?
Well, from now until December 27th, we're inviting all of our customers to donate a book to Read20 so that way we can put books in the hands of the children of Chattanooga and our community so that way we can help with their future and help with their growth.
When you go to Barnes & Noble and you make your own purchases, you'll have a big box there. People can purchase books and put them in?
We certainly do. People are invited to purchase any book for children that they would like to. Sometimes it's best to go back and find some of your favorites from your childhood. Sometimes you can find some that are brand new to you, and you can purchase two copies, one for yourself and one to donate. We, in fact, recommend that people do this as a fantastic Christmas present. They can purchase two copies of the book, donate one, and inscribe in the second copy, "A book was donated to a child in need in your name." So it makes a wonderful opportunity to get books in the hands of the children and give forward to the people on your Christmas wish list.
We're going to wrap up the month of November with special events happening at Barnes & Noble related to supporting Read20. What's going to happen there?
On November 29th through December 1st, it's a Monday, we are doing, in addition to the book drive to collect donations, we're having a book fair fundraiser for Read20 Chattanooga. So if you come into the store and speak with any of our cashiers, let them know that you support literacy in our community and tell them that Read 20 matters to you. A portion of that sale is going to go to Read 20 in order to purchase books in the future for the kids. We've got a lot of wonderful events going on Saturday and Sunday of that weekend from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mrs. Claus is going to be doing a special story time with us. We're going to have gift wrappers. And then on Monday, December 1st, a wonderful storyteller, Mr. Sam Trapnell, is going to be joining us for National Grinch Day at 4 p.m. So he does an amazing job. His voice is so grinchy. It's perfect.
And all you have to do is go to Barnes & Noble and be a part of it. There's no cost, but they hope that you will purchase books or help with the donations to Read 20.
Our goal this year, we plan to get a donation of 3,000 books, and we need everyone's help. Please come out and donate. One thing we'd also like to ask, if anyone in the business field would like to come in and make a purchase for Read 20 in your name, that would be fantastic. We would greatly appreciate that.
Shula, will you be there?
Absolutely. I'm a gift wrapper. I'll be a reader, a cheerleader, whatever you need me for.
So if you have any questions about what would be a very appropriate book for the Read 20 program, Shula would be your go-to person that will help you make that selection.
And it probably would be helpful to those that are familiar with Read 20 if I brought along our list of our most favorite 25 Read Aloud books. Because we're asked that quite often.
To keep up with what Read 20 is doing, you can visit the web at read20.org or install a free app in your smartphone or tablet.
It has all of the neighborhood libraries that we have, their location and how you can get a neighborhood library, and then we'll furnish the books. And I think we have 18 right now in the Hamilton County area. It has lots of activities for kids to go to that are free that they can pull up on the iPhones or a smartphone, whatever, and play. It has a connection to so many really great programs that already are established that are literacy-based that they can pull up and actively pursue while they've got their mom's phone in their lap. It has our list, you know. It has a lot of the stuff that's on it is on our website. So it's got our list, our calendar, where we're going to be, how you can contact the Readmobile to come to your school or pre-K.
I bet you could put that app on your Nook.
You can. You can put it on your Samsung Nook that we have at Barnes & Noble. And also purchases of the Nook and e-books during that weekend, the 29th through the 1st, will also go to benefit Read 20.
It's not just books at Barnes & Noble that will help Read 20.
During the month of November and through December 17th, we are selling whole Cheesecake Factory cheesecakes in our cafe. We sell them year-round, but from now until the 17th, if you purchase an entire cheesecake, a portion of the sales will benefit Read 20 as well as other literacy organizations in the Chattanooga area. And you can have just a solid plain cheesecake. We have 8 different flavors to choose from, and you can mix and match up to 3 flavors to make your own assorted cheesecake. Come in during the 29th through the 1st, and you can order your cheesecake, but you can choose whenever you'd like to pick it up. So go ahead and plan for your Christmas parties, your Hanukkah celebrations, to purchase a cheesecake in advance and help out Read 20 with it.
You can learn more about Read 20 online at read20.org or call 423-209-6190. Visit Barnes & Noble to participate in the book drive through December 27th and celebrate at the bookstore November 29th, 30th, and December 1st. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.